I'm here with one of the most famous men to wear the red and white of Dunloe, Tony Boyle, who's had serious success this last few years with the underage ladies. They might be pulling you up the ranks after what happened today. Tony, Dunloe coming up short against Killy Beggs. What's your feelings on that match?
Brendan, it's disappointing, you know. Listen, we were well in the game at half time, and again, a bad start to the second half where we conceded, I think, 1-4-0 score. But listen, Killy Beggs deserving winners. But hey, Robert, unfortunately for Robert, hey, we've lost a lot of guys through injury this year. Obviously, three of our probably better forwards are in Australia, the two Greens and Adam Neely. So Robert knew taking the job was going to be a building process, and we've got a lot of good young lads. They're working hard, they're giving everything for the club, and that's all you can ask. But listen, it's just that's where we're at, Killy Beggs, that wee bit more experience there the day and pulled away the end and deserving winners.
Yeah, and Tony, just looking at the first half, the lads kept coming back in there. The sending off obviously was pivotal, and you just felt in the second half Killy Beggs had obviously Hugh McFadden, young McSharry, those forwards were going to make the difference, and when Dunloe came looking, it just didn't seem like that punch was up front.
No, listen, we lost our way at the start of the second half, and to be fair to Hugh, Hugh's a massive, we all know he's a massive county player, but he's a massive club player as well. Even at the last, how he's chasing back and he's harrying and he's keeping his teammates going. So a great leader for Killy Beggs. And to be fair, I was impressed with McSharry, good ball runner inside, good, kicked a couple of good scores. But listen, that's probably where we're at. Like Byron Ole, who's over 30, and Kieran Sharkey in goals, Jared hitting the 30 mark. The rest of them, we probably have an average age of 21, 22, probably maybe lacking a wee bit of game experience at times. If we look back at the first three matches, we could have got 6 points. We ended up with none, and then added to that, then you have a lack of confidence when you're losing games that you could be winning. But listen, as we say, the experience of Killy Beggs, Hugh around the middle of the field, Owen Band till he got injured, you know, they were deserving winners. But Rob's just got to pick it up. You know, I think we've just heard that it's possibly Ardra in the relegation playoff. We've been there before, and we've got to pick it up and see how the bodies are in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, as you said, listen, it's not as if you're out of the championship yet, Tony, getting no relegation, you've still got a chance in the fighting in there. Tony, looking at the other previous three games, you were competitive in every game, so you'll take that heart going into our draw that it's anybody's game, and still you could survive, get those players back and build again for the future.
Yeah, absolutely, Benny. Listen, the first day against the Knolls, we definitely should have come down the road with at least 1 point, and I think that was that knocked the confidence a wee bit. Again, we had a bad quarter at the start of the second half, similar to today against McCool's, and we were chasing the game, and again we led by two at the water break in the second half against Four Masters and coughed up three goals. So again, it's probably down to lack of experience, a wee bit of lack of a game management. But Rob knew taking the job that with the boys that are in Australia, he knew there was going to be a building process. He's the first year in, and listen, all he's got to try and do is pick up the spirit. You know, to be fair, they give everything. You know, see how we are come 2 weeks' time with regards injuries, and try and, you know, tackle our Ardra, try and maintain our senior status.